because everybody taking statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. Well, one of the biggest studies and longest studies was done by a Russian MD, PhD. And his name was Ufi, I guess, Ravnikov. And that, if you want to look that up, it's his name is U-F-F-E. What is that, Ufi? Okay, U-F-F-E. And the last name, R-A-V-N-S-K-O-V, Ravnikov. So anyway, MD and PhD, and he did probably the most studies over a very long period of time, following hundreds of thousands of people. And he wrote a book called The Cholesterol Myths, exposing the fallacy that saturated fat and cholesterol cause heart disease. Now, his book is now available free online in the internet. So you can just probably type in his name and cholesterol, and the classic book will come up, and you can now download it free from the internet. So again, the question becomes, why is it that the general population isn't told about that cholesterol really is beneficial, especially with people with cancer? Well, it finds out that that one drug, statin drugs, account for $100 billion a year for that one single drug, or class of drugs, let's call it that. And those are drugs that lower your cholesterol. And about one out of every four Americans over the age of 50 are currently prescribed a statin drug. And it's a drug with very serious side effects. And this is certainly one issue that you really need to investigate yourself. People need to investigate it. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. You can look up the studies yourself. You can go online, Google, does cholesterol cause heart disease? And again, cholesterol myths. So the research is very specific. Okay, and I'll give you just a sampling of the research that's out there. And the sampling of the research is shows one fact. Low cholesterol is dangerous. High cholesterol is not. And this one study, this comes from the European Heart Journal in 1997. And it talks about low cholesterol is associated with high mortality in patients with coronary heart disease. The relative risk of non-cardiac death was over 2 times higher in the low cholesterol group than in the control group. The next study was from the American Heart Association. That was June 1994, and it says falling total cholesterol was accompanied by a subsequent increase risk of death caused by some cancers, blood cancers, esophageal cancers, prostate cancers, and non-cardiovascular, non-cancer causes, particularly liver disease. And so it was increased for all of these risk factors were adjusted, and the higher the cholesterol, the less the risk factors. So the American Heart Association has known for at least since 1994 that low cholesterol is associated with an increased risk of death. And of course, they theorize that the disease the people died from caused the low cholesterol, something the study did not prove, because it cannot. It can only show association or links. But the American Heart Association does not deny that low cholesterol is associated with increased death. Another study in 1995 from the American Heart Association, low serum cholesterol, hazardous to health. And the next study was the American Journal of Cardiology. This was April 11th. And they said relationship between high density lipoprotein cholesterol and survival survived at least to the age of 85 in men that had higher cholesterol. So in conclusion, after adjusting for all the factors with longevity, it states that the higher the HDL and the higher the total cholesterol, they were significantly associated with survival of men over 85 years old. Another study from the Monthly Journal of the Association of Physicians in 2011, another study that the statin low cholesterol cancer, it came and showed that the study showed healthy people have shown that low cholesterol is a risk marker for future cancers. And I've been saying for years on this show that cholesterol is actually a protective agent for cancers. Another study from the Journal of Evaluation in Clinical Practice, February 2012, is the use of cholesterol in mortality risk mathematical logarithms in clinical guidelines, are they valid? And again, the next study, Online Journal of Biological Science, 2014, said that plant sterols that lower cholesterol might increase the risk for coronary heart disease. So again, lowering cholesterol is not a good idea. And so they also noted that there's a myth between the good and the bad cholesterol. So when the medical belief has been used to support a $100 billion drug industry, one can only imagine the difficulty of confronting science that shows your basic premise that high cholesterol is a hazard to your health is flawed and lacking serious data. So, you know, what do you do? So this article goes on, and it states that, as I'm going down the article, statin drugs have serious side effects. And one of the most serious side effects is that it causes muscle damage. Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, all of these, everything changed because the marketing laws in 1997 finally allowed pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. to advertise their products directly to consumers. Now, in Europe, that's not legal. You can, drug companies cannot advertise directly to the consumer. So, have you ever noticed, you know, the advertisements, talk to your doctor about this drug and ask him if you think you need it. So you go into the doctor and the patient says, hey, I heard about this new drug. I think I want to try it. So it's no longer what the doctor feels is necessary. It's what the client is thinking and seeing on television and wants to go ahead and take the new type of drug. So in late 2011, Pfizer, the patent on Lipitor expired. And a couple of months later, the FDA issued its first warnings against the statin drug, which includes liver injury, memory loss, muscle damage, and heart death. So again, the heart is made out of muscle. Why would we take a drug that increases damage to the heart. It just doesn't make sense. So another thing that is a side effect against these statin drugs is type 2 diabetes. And again, studies showing that women taking statin drugs double their risk of breast cancer.